Paramania Radio. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Paramania, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
You are listening to Paramania Radio.
Distant lands, I am, you are, Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a beautiful morning it is, and it is always a beautiful morning when I'm with the incredible, lovely, wonderful, the most best co-host in the whole of the world, and that's Gillian Aslan. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Alan. Good morning. Good morning to you as well. You know, I was listening to that number, Alan, and honestly, you just wake up feeling so proud. I really think that I wish we had our own country, like, you know, the Andaman Islands or something like that, our own country, and I wish that was our national anthem. I honestly believe that. Terry puts it so well.
He does, doesn't he? And I said to you, didn't I? I went silent, and I said, yeah. I'm listening to the words. And actually, that brings up the first question I'd like to put to you, Jill, because of, sure. You know, your actual, if you want to use the expression, hands-on experience, because that's, you know, what the world you were born into. What is an actual Anglo-Indian person? What is that?
Well, Alan, there are just so many definitions, but basically, you know, I believe that it's a mixture. Some people say that it's a mixture of Indian and British ancestry, and some people with British descent, born or living in the Indian subcontinent. But then the Oxford Dictionary says that it also could be British people with British parentage, of Indian descent, right, but born or living in Britain, yeah, or British descent, or of British birth, but living or having lived a long time in India, you know. So there's very many definitions, Alan, but basically they always put it down to the fact that we are people who, you know, who come from backgrounds of where British Army officers or the British who were in India married Indian women, and so obviously, you know, we were the result, or, you know. But it's not entirely true. It's not entirely true. Many of us, you know, have a pure British blood. I'm not sure, Alan, if you've looked at the article, did you know, and I'm going to give this to you as a shock,
right,
but did you know that Prince William is actually being put down as an Anglo-Indian? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm going to send you the article.
Okay.
He, 6 generations ago, very much actually like mine, but of course a few generations ago, he also had Scottish and Armenian ancestry.
Yes.
Same like mine, but he has been put down and his DNA proves that he is an Anglo-Indian. Did you know that?
That's incredible. Absolutely.
It is incredible, and I am going to put that article today.
But it needs to be put out. There's Jill. It needs to be.
Absolutely. But, you know, you can't escape your ancestry, yeah, irrespective of who you are or where you go, Alan.
I have to admit that I hadn't realised that there was an Anglo-Indian Day, and it was on the 2nd of August, so a few days ago. So,
yes.
Two questions. How long has that day been celebrated? How many years? And why do you think it's necessary?
I think it's necessary, Alan, to bring our people together. And I think it's very important that we create an awareness and we celebrate it every single year as a reminder of who we are, where we come from, and why we need to be proud of who we are. Our parents and our ancestors or whatever haven't done any less, Alan. They've done the best they could for each and every one of us with the resources they've had. And don't forget that they've had it very, very hard too. If you read some of the articles and research, you know, on Google, you'll see that at one point they felt totally abandoned. They felt they didn't feel Indian. They didn't feel British. They were just abandoned. You know, I've written in my book that we didn't even appear on the caste system.
That's
we
right.
were no.
I read that.
And it's very sad, Alan. But whatever it is, our ancestors and our parents and so on, they picked up the pieces, and with whatever they had, they struggled They made us who we are today. So we've got a lot to be very proud of. And I think Anglo-Indian Day is about celebrating not just the food or the culture or where we come from, but the fact that we should be very proud that we are a very, very strong and resilient race.
I don't know how Paul Chadwick in the chat room, morning Paul and morning Gray, how he finds this information out. But I mean, within seconds of you mentioning it, he's got up there an article from the Daily Telegraph and one from the Daily Mail, both about the Duke of Cambridge being it's Indian ancestry. Incredible, thank you.
it's out there, and I thought that everybody, you know, had seen it. Yeah. But it's very much out there, Alan. And, you know, many of us, of course, our population has dwindled. Of course, there are different statistics, and some people say we've dwindled, you know, from 1 million down to 500,000. But some people say, Wikipedia says we've dwindled from 800,000 to 350,000, right, and so on. But at the end of the day, our culture is dwindling, and we have got to unite. We have got to come together. We have got to be proud of who we are. And yeah, we've immigrated to all over the world, you know, UK, Australia, Canada, the US, New Zealand, all of these countries. But we can still unite from all over the world, Alan. And I mean, my father was from the army, and many like me, but there were many, many families who actually joined the railways.
I'm sorry, because the next song is the Railway Quarters, right?
Railway Quarters, the Railway Children, I know.
there's some other questions I want to ask you, but shall we listen to the song? First. But
let's listen to both, yes.
Yeah.
Why don't?
Okay, right, here we go. back after this.
Living in the railway quarters were the best years of our life. We were young and free, and life was fine. We'd sit beneath the mango tree, singing songs into the night. Country rock and roll was what we liked. We'd talk about so many things, whatever came to mind, till Mama shouted out, we'd gather round the table to have spicy stew and rice. We could see the happiness in Mama's eyes. The railway quarters bring back many happy memories. They put Scawala, ice cream walla, all a part of me. The rickshaws and the crowded streets still linger in my mind. Good old memories of days gone by. Sang completely out of time. borders bring back many happy memories. The puchka wala, ice cream wala, all a part of me. The rickshaws and the crowded streets still linger in my mind. Good old memories, days gone by. Good old memories, days gone by. Good old memories, days gone by.
It, curl it, find it, view it, code it, gem and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it.
If you want to learn about how paranormal investigators use technology, what we use, and how it works, then check out Tech Time with Brock and Doc every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
To dance the night away. Don't whistles heard around the countryside. So many happy memories chased around my mind. When we were the railway children, another place, another time. When we were the railway children, another place, another time. Another place, another time. Another place, another time.
You know, Terry Morris, he's got an incredible voice. And as I was saying to you off air, that he's very clever in his arrangements, because he sings in a way that makes you feel comfortable and at ease, and you want to listen to it. And if you listen to the words, they're very telling. The words are very telling. So I do want to ask you, I mean, go back to about the railway children in a moment, but why is there so, seems to be so much hostility amongst the Indian people towards Anglo-Indian people?
What makes you say that?
Well, I just kind of feel that there is, you know, there's a kind of, I don't know, perhaps it's getting a bit easier, you know, but I mean, it just seems to be that there's some kind of there's tension there. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, you're right. I received a few messages actually from some of the articles and videos that went out even on Anglo-Indian Day, where there were some pretty harsh comments and remarks about us. But you know, Alan, look, people face this every day around the world. You know, the blacks face it, the whites face it. You know, if you're fat, you face it. If you're thin, you face it. If you don't belong to a country, you face it.
Yes.
You know, you face it. If you're Muslim, you face it. If you're Hindu, you face it. You face it everywhere. But I think what's important to remember is what we've been taught by our Anglo-Indian parents and our Anglo-Indian schools, by our Anglo-Indian priests. And it's always been instilled in us that, you know, irrespective of how much somebody hurts you, you continue to do good. You continue to reach out and be that prized person. You know, Alan, look at us. You know, I have so many charities. I don't just look after Anglo-Indian children or the aged who are very, very elderly. But I look after all races, all cultures,
yes,
all religions. You know, but there are many, many, many like me who do the same. They don't let caste, creed, or religion, or color come in the way. We love everyone. You know, Alan, when my book was first out and all those articles were written about me, there was a Muslim family who actually called the Telegraph more than 26 times.
Wow.
Trying to look for me just because they wanted to thank me for what my mother had done for them, for
wow,
teaching them and making them sit on the floor. And today one brother had a business, one brother had become a pilot, and they were very, very grateful for what my mother had done for them. My
yes,
mother didn't look at them that they were Anglo-Indian or not. She loved everyone. And there are so many people's moms, our matrons, who love one and all. Alan, we are a race who have been brought up to love, to be kind, to be warm, to be generous, to give everything we have. Our parents are known in Calcutta, even till this day, to basically, if you have one roti, to tear that in half and even share that. We have been brought up to give everything we have. Look at the girls who work on my teams. Alan, do you know some of the problems that they face and some of the issues they face? But they go out, hail, rain or storm, and they just give and help every child and every aged person.
I don't want to go off on a tandem to other things,
yeah,
but I just want to mention this. This is in the chat room, Jill, and you're on about giving and sharing, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently, Netto closed one of their stores down and then reopened it and gave everything away free, and the old store was completely empty within 4 minutes. That's what you call giving.
Exactly.
And
exactly, but Alan, giving can come in so many forms, and you're also right, we shouldn't, you know, get onto anything else. But the fact of the matter is, there are also people out there, like many of our mothers, many, many, many hundreds actually of Anglo-Indian mothers and fathers, who actually had nothing, not even a rupee a day, and they still shared everything they had.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And there's evidence to that fact, Alan. Honestly, there is evidence out there, and hundreds of kids today can tell you their stories of how their mothers just shared everything. So we've got a lot to be proud of.
The significance of the two songs that we've played, you know, the railway children and that, what does that resonate with you?
Oh, a lot. I feel like a railway child myself.
Right.
Because most of the Anglo-Indians around me came from the railways. Even in school they came. Their parents worked on the railways. And so I feel like a railway kid myself. But my father was in the army. But that's really what I'm trying to show you, Alan. We were so close. We were such a close-knit community, and we still are.
Yes.
Except that some of us, obviously because of all of us immigrating to all parts of the world, half of us being left behind, half of us not being left behind, the poverty, the sadness, the sense of abandonment, all of that has contributed to us as a community feeling very lost. And I think we need to come together, those who are doing really well in the community, we need to come together and support those who aren't. And, you know, take their hands and say, look, we are there for you. We may not be able to give you very much, but we are there. But like I said, Alan, all of us from school, we all felt like we were one community. And I think Terry puts it very well, you know, the railway children and the railway quarters. It's two wonderful numbers. But then he also sings about the Calcutta girls and the Bombay girls. And I'm sure, you know, we have Asansol girls and Jamshedpur girls and all of that. And it's so beautiful. I think we should listen to the next two numbers, Alan.
Yes, indeed. Bombay Girls, and then Kevin Timms, Remember When. So
yes, and we also have Calcutta Girls before that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's listen to that. Okay. I'm from Calcutta, Alan. You know.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Bombay girls are sexy and cool.
Wow, what a voice. Incredible.
Yes.
Right.
And what a contribution to the community, Alan, honestly. Such a great contribution.
You see, that, as you said about Anglo-Indian people, you know, you've got Gwen and you've got Terry. And, you know, that they've incredible singers. They've made their lives, both made their lives in Australia. But they don't forget their roots, do they? They don't forget who they are.
No, they don't, Alan. And, you know, look at Terry. I mean, he sings numbers for Anglo-Indians, but he also sings numbers for Australia, you know. He sang The Land of Many Dreams. And look at Mel. Mel contributes to the community so often by putting all his music out there absolutely free for everyone across the world to enjoy. Gwen does the same. There's another incredible singer, you know, Kevin Timms. Alan, we are just going to listen to him. You know, he sings Remember When, but he sings a lot, many other numbers. But he too, I mean, I just discovered him, but he does so much for so many. And like him, there are many people out there who do so much. And there's tremendous amount of talent, Alan,
yes,
in all walks of life, in all professions. We are no different. We are no different. Sonia Sehgal is a jazz singer from Calcutta. And like her,
I listened to that, what you sent me through, Jill, and she's absolutely brilliant. I love
her. Yes, she is, and so was her mum and dad. And there are many singers in Calcutta, Alan, who unfortunately I tried to get their YouTube videos, but they don't have anything on YouTube. But there are so many in Mumbai and Calcutta and Bangalore and all over the world who are incredibly good, and we tend to be quite exceptional when it comes to music. For some reason, you know, but we are all different, talent. We are all special, you know, and I think we ought to give some time on the show to listen to some of the numbers. Unfortunately, we have very little time and we can't play everyone's songs, but let's play three or four of their numbers, Alan. I want the world to listen to this before we run out of time.
Well, we've got Kevin, Mel, Sonia, and Gwen, one after another. And then we'll be back. So listen to these, because they are absolutely brilliant artists. Incredible
songs. Absolutely. So proud of all of them.
Remember when I was young, so were you, and time stood still, and love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. We made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when we wound the wires and walked the warmth and gave our hearts, made the start and it was home. We lived and learned, laughed through curves. There was joy and there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when? Died and you were born, and life was changed. Disassemble, rearrange. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Remember when the sound of little feet was the music? We danced to week to week, brought back the love. We found trust while we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when? 30 seems so old now, looking back. It's just a stepping stone where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when we said when we turned gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Send a rose to you for every time you made me blue. You'd have a room full of roses, and if I sent a rose away for every time I cried all night, a room full of roses. And if I took the petals and would tear them all apart, you'd be tearing up the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a room full of roses. I just want my arms around you. The petals and would tear them all apart, you'd be tearing up the roses just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you're feeling blue and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a room full of roses. I just want my arms around you.
hearts, I'm always gonna love you. And nobody, there ain't nobody gonna make me do wrong. Even love unshown. May it's a willpower weak and temptation so strong. A woman's only human. You gotta try and understand. Your plaything, she is flesh and blood like a man. If you wanna do right, do right all day, woman. You gotta be this do right all night, man. Well, you know. To understand, she is not your little, little plaything. She is flesh and blood, just like a man. If you wanna do it, say you wanna do it, you wanna do right, woman. You got to be this.
Do you need some music to move your soul? Then sit down, put your feet up, and start rocking with Doc. Check the schedule for airtime. That's Rockin' with Doc with your host, Dr. Dave, only on the Paramania Radio Network.
Might be slow, but every song
incredible, absolutely incredible artists, great singers, and really lovely people. Wouldn't you say, Jill?
Absolutely. Alan, we've got so much talent, and like I said, we have so much to be proud about, you know, proud. And I also think, Alan, that, you know, it's time that all of us, you know, came together. It's Friendship Day, by the way, and I've received tons of friendship messages, so all my love back to everyone who sent me those messages, and some of them for you as well, Alan. Happy Friendship Day.
Oh, thank you so much, everybody. Thank you.
For all of your messages, we are so grateful, and for all of our listeners in the chat room as well. And yes, it's a great day also to be celebrating, you know, Anglo-Indian Day, even if it was on the 2nd of August.
Yes.
And we are different, but we've taken our way of life. We've taken music. We've taken anything that we could get our hands on, really, even food. And, you know, we have different food, Alan, very, very different food. Like, you know, we have something called bol curry, which is, it's like mince balls of meat, you know, like that. But it's made in a very, very different style. And it's very different cuisine, actually. We have Vindaloo, and I know many people say Vindaloo, but we say Vindaloo. And we say dal instead of dal. We make coconut rice. We have stew. I've been brought up on stew. And we make kalpals and roast cookies Christmas time. And like I said, Alan, we've taken what we had. We've taken all the resources we've had around us. Indian, not Indian, Burmese, Chinese, Armenian, all of it. And we've made it our own. There are many people who've written cookbooks and who've done really, really well with the cuisine. And they've opened restaurants. So, you know, good luck to all of them too.
We had one lady on who'd done a cookery book, didn't we?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, Jenny. Yeah. Jenny Malin. Yeah. We have. There's quite a few, Alan. There's so many of them who have done really, really well when it comes to Anglo-Indian recipes. There's one lady, Bridget White. She's done incredibly well. If you go to her website and you look, she's got so many books out on Anglo-Indian cuisine and Anglo-Indian recipes. She's just like Jenny. She's got the five generations of Anglo-Indian cooking.
Yes.
But Bridget herself also has a legacy of flavors from the past. And there's many like them. There's some superb recipes out there for us all to learn from. So please, to all our listeners, if you want to try out Anglo-Indian food, feel free to Google it. Just type in Anglo-Indian recipes and it'll all come up for you.
Actually, I'm going to do that. That sounds really good. Excellent.
Yes, Alan, but put a little less spice where you're concerned.
Yes, yes, that's fair comment.
I know you.
Yes. I'll be having coughing fits and smoke coming out my ears. Yeah. just very quickly, do you know if there's any significance to the day August the 2nd? Was that particular day chosen for any reason, or is it just a case of, look, we need to celebrate this, so okay, let's do it that day? Are you aware of any significance?
No, Alan, and I'm not going to make up something that I don't know. I don't. I just know that it has been celebrated now for a couple of years, and I think it's good, whoever started it and whatever the reason, but it's a very good question. I am going to do some research into how it came about. It's very essential to know. But whatever it is, I think all our people all over the world had a great time, as you saw some of the videos in Calcutta. And again, if you looked at those videos, Alan, you know, it was not just each one for themselves and God for all. It was our Anglo-Indian MLAs, and again, I'd like to say that we really and truly miss Neil O'Brien, who was our Anglo-Indian MLA, but his son, Derek O'Brien, is doing a phenomenal job, and so is Barry, and you know, we now have a new MLA, Shane Calvert, and we are very proud of all our Anglo-Indian senior people who are regularly contributing to the community, like Michael Robertson and so many more, you know, yeah. who do their bit to bring the community together, and we've got to be very grateful to all of them.
We're out of time, unfortunately.
Yes,
Jill.
I know.
Yeah. Don't forget, I'll be back at 10 o'clock with Bishop David Parry for Sunday Morning Spiritual. I hope you can join us then. Jill, it's always a great pleasure doing this show with you. And I think we cover some amazing subjects. And I've learnt a lot more about Anglo-Indian society and people.
Thank you, Alan, and thank you, you know, to Dave and, you know, the team even in the US and everywhere who have given us the opportunity to air this show and to tell the world more about who we are. So I think ending with Anglo-Indians Forever is just the right thing to do. And again, by the wonderful Terry.
So until next time for Inspirational Voices, it's goodbye for now. Bye-bye.
And goodbye from me.
United in heart.